Greetings. I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome again to an author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking with Dr. Steve Wellum about his Systematic Theology, Volume 1. Again, I've mentioned it along the way. I hope all of you are purchasing a copy for yourself and reading through it. It's just a feast. You will be glad that you did. We're working our way through it in these interviews. And last time we began talking about the canon of scripture, the doctrine itself, and our understanding of it. But now we want to move on to the formation of the canon. So, Steve, welcome back. But let's start with talk to us about the Old Testament canon. How did Israel come to recognize the canon? Did Israel consider their canon closed? Talk to us first in regard to the historical evidence.
Yeah, there's a lot of obviously issues here, and I try to summarize the issues are complicated. But the first thing we need to say, I think, about what we're calling the Old Testament canon for the nation of Israel is that, and this is where the scholarly debate is that canon, was that canon closed, and when was it closed? And a lot of the sort of standard, the assured results of scholarship place the closing of the Old Testament canon for the Jewish people way into the AD era, right? So, second century, maybe even third century AD, so that there's a fluid nature to these books in the time of Christ, in the time of his coming, and all the way to the first, second century, and so on. So that's just sort of a historical question. Everyone acknowledges there's a list of books now that the Jewish people recognize, but when was that? When did that take place? And I try to argue here. I argue the older view, and I think the historical evidence bears witness to this, is that there is a closed canon of Old Testament books that is there prior to the coming of Christ. Now, nailing it down in terms of, was that 200 BC? Was that 300 BC? Was that 100 BC? Is not always easy. But we do have abundant evidence, and we would then eventually turn to the New Testament in terms of Jesus's use of the Old Testament. He's working with a very, very clear understanding of the law, the prophets, the writings. You see this in Luke 24, particularly, as on the way to Emmaus, and then later on in the upper room as he lays out who he is. Those are scripture that he's working with, this what we call a threefold division of the canon: the law, the prophets, and the writings. But we see this as well. So at the Council of Jabnia in the first century era, in terms of AD, this is where the Jewish people, after the fall of Jerusalem, I mean, you just imagine, with the fall of Jerusalem, Judaism is in total disarray. And they then have to put in place what we now sort of know as Judaism now. There is no temple, there are no sacrifices, and so on, that can take place. And they, at that council, debate some of the books. They debate Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon and so on. And many people see this as evidence that, well, you see, the canon is not closed, it's still fluid. But I think a better way to look at this is to say that they're already assuming that those books are in the canon. The question is whether they should remain in the canon. So there's already a kind of default. They're already functioning as the Old Testament canon, but should they? And of course, you could guess, some of the reason for the debates. Ecclesiastes, people interpret it as negative. Song of Solomon's probably a little too risque or something like that, and so on. So I think instead, and then of course the what we call external evidence that's tied to history outside of the text, we see some pretty strong evidence that Josephus is very, very important here. He speaks about a closed canon. He speaks about 22 books, and of course, then others have 24. It all depends on how the books are put together. So when he speaks about 22 books, some speak about 24 books. It all depends on whether Samuel is one document instead of First and Second Samuel, or Chronicles is one document in terms of First and Second. But when you look at what Josephus says in terms of those 22, or some have the number 24, it is the same books that we have in our Old Testament, 39 books in our English Bibles. We've just divided the books up a little differently. The minor prophets were viewed as one document instead of multiple books type of.